Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr. When three youngsters borrow the spaceship Taurus and leave Earth on a joyride, Rocky is sent for in the utmost urgency. It is believed the runaway ship is heading for distant, unexplored Saturn. And as soon as the streak is overhauled, Rocky is to set out in pursuit. But the Taurus is actually following a course plotted for Mars. And on board, Ilma, Paul, and Ivan are very pleased at the way they have fooled people on Earth. But suddenly the radar warns of the approach of a wandering asteroid. Ivan leans over the complicated instrument panel, but can't decide which control will turn the ship. Finally, when collision seems unavoidable, he stabs frantically at a firing button. There is the distant thunder of atomic jets, the Taurus shudders violently, and the three find themselves flattened against the left-hand wall of the control cabin.
Ivan! Ivan, what's happening?
I'm not sure. Oh, sorry. Well, you kicked me right in the stomach.
I couldn't help it. What's happening to the ship?
I'm waiting for the crash.
We can't be wrecked now. We can't.
Can you see the telescreen?
Yes, yes.
That asteroid.
It's huge, right on us.
Oh, no!
It's on the light of the screen, slipping sideways.
It's gone.
Wait for the crash.
I can't bear this.
Nothing's happened.
Then we've moved out of its path.
You mean we're safe, Paul?
That must have been the right button for the deflector rockets after all. I said it was, Ivan.
Look here, through the window.
Can you see it, Ivan?
Yes. There it goes.
Oh, it's huge.
We wouldn't have lasted 5 seconds if we'd crashed into that thing.
Yes, strange to see it gliding away like that, without a sound.
I think I'll sit down. I feel all shaky.
Oh, me too. But for the sake of Ike, Ivan, why did you have to wait so long before pushing that firing button?
I was trying to make sure. If I had fired the main propulsion motors in mistake, it would have been the finish of us.
But it was marked clearly enough.
It didn't seem clear to me.
Oh, don't let's argue about it, boys. We dodged the thing, and that's all that's important.
Those deflector jets certainly swung us hard. I thought I was going straight through the side.
No wonder. There is a lever here for regulating power. It was set for full.
Oh, just as well. When you saw how close that planetoid was. At least we're still on our way to Mars.
Yes, it is good. Oh, the course.
What's up now, Van?
We're not on our way to Mars. We are now traveling an entirely different course.
You're right. Well, then we'd better get back on course quick.
Let me see. That will mean firing the other deflector rockets to bring us around again.
Looks like it's this button here.
Low power this time. Hold tight, everyone.
That's more like it.
How far are we off course, Paul? Will it take us long to get back again?
It shouldn't.
We will swing left until... But wait. There is nothing to judge by out in space.
We can surely judge it some way.
How?
Well, I wouldn't know.
Well, we could tell by how long we've been traveling on the new course. What time was it when Ivan fired the deflector?
I don't know.
Nor I. And another thing. How much did we alter course?
The astral compass will give us that.
But we've altered course again.
Oh, what a fool I am. I should have known that before checking the compass. I am sorry.
Well, I reckon it's our fault, too. We should have thought of it.
It must be the sickness or the weightlessness. I know I feel half dopey. But we can work out where we are, can't we?
We don't know how far we altered course and how far we have traveled on the course. What direction we are traveling in, I have no idea.
That's what I felt. We haven't the experience.
Poor.
Oh, sorry. Well, let's think. How do spacemen find out where they are?
Don't they take a sighting on two stars and work it out from that?
Well, something like old-time sailors.
You are best at calculations, Paul. Try it.
But... All right. But listen, you two. There's just one thing I want to make clear before I do.
Yes?
Well, I'm not much more than a beginner at this sort of calculation. I can't guarantee the results.
But if you can't do it, that means we're lost, Paul.
I'm not giving up yet, Elmer. But it's a decided possibility. Instead of heading nicely for Mars, I'd say we're lost in space.
Paul takes up a navigating instrument and walks to the observation dome. But far away on the distant blue star that is Earth, there is no suspicion of what has happened aboard the Taurus. At the very instant that Paul is nervously trying to get a fix on two stars, Mitch clambers into the control cabin of the Streak to find Rocky half buried amongst the complicated control gear.
Hey, Rocky boy, how you making out? Everything okay?
So far, Mitch. Might like get my head out of
hey,
here.
Hey, watch out for that steel stretch. You might bump. Oh!
You did.
Oh. Oh. I always forget that thing.
Yeah, I don't. I learned from bitter experience.
Oh. Well, those new blast tubes, how long will it be before they're fitted?
Oh, not long.
Yeah, but how long?
Relax, pal. They should be fixed in a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Check the tail fins.
Yep.
Radiation shields. Methane tanks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, look, stop worrying, will you, Rocky? You gotta finish up a first-class case of space jitters, if you're not careful.
Just say that again.
A first-class case of space jitters.
I'm sorry, bitch. But, you know, seriously, when I think of those inexperienced youngsters out there in space.
Yeah, I know. Oh, look, don't worry, Rocky. We'll be after them at least 12 hours ahead of what I thought.
Ah, good man.
Now, how are we going to find one spaceship in the middle of millions of miles of nothing beats me?
Well, our one hope is knowing that they're headed for Saturn.
Yeah, that's for sure.
At least that gives us a general direction.
Mm.
The electronic boys are fitting a new radar with twice the range of the other one.
Yeah, well, look, I'd better get back to those blast tubes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure wish they didn't get so radioactive. Sitting inside a shielded control cabin and doing everything by mechanical donkey. Yeah, well, it ain't nearly as fast as... We could just walk up and wrestle with those things properly.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, you just stay in that cabin. I don't want you hit by radiation.
Well, don't worry, pal. Neither do I. Well, see you later.
Yeah, right. Oh, where's Di?
She's getting the load down on Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll know what gear we need. Hey, Rocky.
Yep.
And you better let the president of the Solar Council know those tubes will be right inside 2 hours.
Oh, I still got a lot to do here yet, Mitch.
Well, please yourself, pal. He said he wanted to know.
Yeah, all right. Okay, I'll see to it.
That's my boy.
Red tape reports. Well, they foot the bill, so I suppose they're entitled to know. I'd better get down there now.
I'm glad you'll be ready so soon, Rocky. It's quite a relief.
Well, at least you'll have some good news for the parents.
Yes, when I send them the information, it may stop their frantic radiograms for a while. Come along here. There's something I'd like to show you.
Well, anything to do with that mystery substance we're supposed to find?
Yes, it is. Through here.
Mm-hmm.
Go in. It's a special little dark room. Sit down over there.
Thank you.
I've brought you here, Rocky, to show you a spectrograph.
Of this, what was it? Heavy plutonium, I think you said.
Heavy plutonium. A-742. You know the usual way of finding out what substances are on the various stars and planets.
By spectroscope?
Yes, as you know, it breaks the light up into a series of different colors, which vary according to the substance reflecting the light.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here I have a spectrograph of heavy plutonium, A-742. I'll project it onto the screen for you.
And this color pattern is what we'll be looking for?
Yes. You'll take a spectroscope with you and analyze the light from planets and stars that we can see only dimly on Earth. Just one moment while I switch the lights off. Switch on the projector, will you? There. On the screen, you see the spectrum pattern you must look for. But I warn you, Rocky, it's an exceedingly rare one.
Then it may take years to find.
All I can say is that I earnestly hope not.
Look, just what is behind this, Mr. President? Is it important?
Very important.
May I ask why?
Rocky, I know this will sound strange, especially when we're relying on you to find this thing for us. But I'm simply not allowed to tell you.
Not allowed?
This is a matter that has only been discussed by the Supreme Committee of the Solar Council. That means only 5 men in the world know about it. It's something of such tremendous importance for mankind, but it was decided that for the moment, no one, not even you, must know why we want A-742.
Well, sir, the Solar Council doesn't usually mistrust me.
They don't now. But this is number one security in the world today. Something that must not leak out. So it remains secret even from you.
And if we can't locate it for you?
You must locate it, Rocky. No matter what happens, it must be found. This much, at least, I can tell you. If you fail in what we're asking, sometime during the next 20 years, mankind will face the greatest cataclysm it has ever known. A catastrophe so great, it could mean the end of the human race.
Rocky swings in his seat toward the quiet voice speaking from the darkness. He sees the president's face lit by a stray beam of light from the projector, and it is deadly serious. Uneasily, Rocky looks again at the bands of color on the screen. Can they really represent the safety of all mankind? And where can the precious element be found? There are exciting developments ahead, so don't miss the next thrilling chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space!